From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show.
The man who says, it isn't difficult to make a mountain out of a molehill. Just keep adding dirt.
Derry Brownfield!
Good morning. It's not Derry this morning. It's Beth. Derry decided to take an hour or two off, and he's left me behind the microphone, so that's a kind of scary thing. You never know what's going to happen. But we welcome you in this adventure in broadcasting, and I do have a guest today. I have two guests, actually. I have Fred, who is the founder of Appleseed, and you kind of know I'm kind of getting infamous around here with the Appleseed interviews. Derry kind of just leaves those in my lap. And I have Eel on the line as well. Fred and Eel, we welcome you this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Beth.
Good morning. Fred, when we talked the last time, I was just trying to pick your brain and ask you how you ever came up with Appleseed. And you were telling me that you had realized that there were a lot of people, I think you were in a gun club, that didn't really even know how to shoot, and you were concerned about our country, and so you came up with the idea of the Rifleman and the Appleseed Project. Let's go a little bit deeper into that.
Okay. Where would you like me to pick up?
Oh, just pick up anywhere. You choose.
Well, I may have mentioned to you the story that I brought it up at a club meeting one time that if you belong to a fishing club, you should know how to fish, and if you belong to a shooting club, you should know how to shoot. And I was about to promote the idea of our members being encouraged to learn to shoot better, but then I realized I wasn't talking to anybody. The room had emptied out. So it's kind of funny sometimes that you have certain expectations about people who belong to a gun club. And then you find that your expectations are different from what the reality of it is. At any rate, it was at some point that it became evident to me that we needed to, that marksmanship across this country was a dying skill, and that we needed to do something about it. And originally I came up with this notion of a set of targets that you could shoot, which would measure your skill. And at the same time, if you continue to shoot these targets, it would result in improving your skill. And it was in April of 2005 that I announced in Shotgun News that this was I call it Appleseed at the time. I said, we're naming this after Johnny Appleseed, a guy who traveled across the country planting seeds, apple seeds, not so he could have apples, but so future generations could have apples. And I said, what you guys need to do, if there's anybody out there across this country, read Shotgun News. If any of you want to learn how to shoot better, this set of targets and my guide to becoming a rifleman will teach you how to become a better rifle shooter. And the notion was that once you order the targets in the guide and you practice and you became a qualified as a rifleman, that you would then turn around and teach somebody else. So actually, there was a notion of learn today, teach tomorrow. I got to tell you, pretty quickly, I became aware that that wasn't going to be good enough. That it may work for a few hundred people, but it was not going to be the viral success that I was looking for. It was going to take more than that. And so that's when the notion of coming up with an Appleseed clinic. A weekend of teaching people marksmanship. That's when that notion was, sort of sprang forth. And in July of 2005, we had the first, I guess you could call it a prototype Appleseed, out in Worland, Wyoming. Boy, it was hot out there. Don't go to Worland.
Oh, I bet it was.
July. It was 105 degrees.
And, in the shade, probably.
In the shade, right. Although you could stand there in the heat and look up on the mountains and see snow, which was kind of disconcerting for me. Being from North Carolina, I don't see that every day. Let's see. And we worked with some bugs out there, and then we took the program to Texas, to Mingus, in late September, early October, for a second trial run. And then 2006 was when we announced the 2006 Nationwide Appleseed Tour. And the original goal was to have 10 apple seeds that year. We hoped that 100 people, we'd average 100 people an apple seed. It turned out that we couldn't average that much. So we kept adding apple seeds in 2006, and so we got up to 18. But we were able to meet our goal of 1,000 that first year.
1,000 total shooters that shoot.
Right,
okay.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So right there in the beginning, we'd already set a goal that if we're serious about this program, then we need to think about doubling it every year, understanding that every year was going to be tough because you're doubling from the year before. So we've doubled every year up until this year, and this year we're hoping, maybe even praying, that we can actually have 1,000 apple seeds this year across the country.
And so, you're talking about 1,000 shoots across the states total.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How many shooters would that make for you to double this year? How many are you hoping?
Our goal is 20,000 this year.
20,000.
Yep. Okay. Every year it seems like it's a struggle. There's no guarantee we'll make that goal, but we try to
make sure. If you don't set a goal, you never make it, though. So.
Well, that's true. That's true. And, you know, it actually does. It sort of keeps the heat on because it's very easy to slack off. And if you do slack off, there's hardly any chance you'll make the goal. It's uphill all the way. Not that I'm complaining. If it wasn't a challenge, I'm sure a lot of people in this program wouldn't be half as enthusiastic about it as they are.
True, true. Well, I noticed I went on to the Appleseed, and by the way, it's www.appleseedinfo.org. That's www.appleseedinfo.org. And I noticed that this weekend coming up, July 17th and 18th, there are 19 shoots across the states. We're talking South Dakota, Ohio, Montana, Colorado, Virginia, New York, Florida, Kansas, Maine, Minnesota, Utah, Idaho, Pennsylvania, Wyoming, Vermont, California, Missouri, Iowa, and North Carolina. There is no excuse not to make it to a shoot if you live in any of those states. We are getting ready to go into a break. Your calls are always welcome. Please join us at 1-800-973-3779. Your common sense is always welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
And we are visiting with Fred and Eel, and I don't think Eel's had anything to say just yet, but we're talking about the Appleseed Project, and Fred is the founder, and he's explaining to us how he came up with this idea and how it has grown. And the first one was in 2005, and so that's you're 5 years old now.
Actually, I think we're, let's see, 2006, 7, 8, 9, we're 4.5 years old.
Okay, 4.5.
Yeah.
We count that when we're little. We don't count it when we're my age.
That's right. We don't count
those halves. So we don't even like to have the birthdays anymore. But let's I wanted to share something here. I have this three-page, it's why I own a gun, and I won't read all of them. It's an email, and I know everybody's read these. But Switzerland issues every household a gun. Switzerland's government trains every adult they issue a rifle. Switzerland has the lowest gun-related crime rate of any civilized country in the world. And on the outside of the Appleseed flyer that I have here, it says, the Appleseed Project, turning America back into a nation of riflemen. And that's just, I think that's very touching. And we're talking about our Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights. And let's continue with the Appleseed story.
Well, if you ask people who are involved in the Appleseed program what Appleseed is about, you'll get different answers. If you ask a new person, he'll probably tell you it's about rifle marksmanship. If you ask an instructor, he'll tell you he knows it's about teaching Americans their history and their heritage. So Appleseed is about a lot more than rifle marksmanship. It's about waking up our fellow Americans to the fact that if we forget our history and our heritage, it's like it never happened, and we're going to lose something that maybe in future years we'll be sorry we lost. In my own mind, I think one of the reasons why this country has gone in the direction it's gone in the last three generations is the fact that we have forgotten that history and that heritage, and if you forget it, it's sort of like losing an anchor. And when you lose an anchor, a ship is liable to drift. And the problem that a lot of us see in this program is that the ship we're on now is drifting toward the rocks. And if we don't do something about it, we're all going to wind up in the water. So when you come to an Appleseed, yes, you're going to learn rifle marksmanship, but you're also going to hear about the events of April 19, 1775. And it's what we call the real story, not the story you may or may not have heard in school. And it's interesting to see people hear that story, because sometimes you get some very strong reactions, both good and bad. So it's a program that really does reach in more ways than one.
I'm going to share something when we come back. We're headed into a break again. I'm going to give our number. It's 1-800-973-3779. And you can check into Appleseed at www.appleseedinfo.org. But I'm going to read an excerpt when we come back from the Paul Revere Ride book. And you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Clinton Rossiter stated that the Federalist Papers is the most important work in political science that has ever been written or is likely ever to be written in the United States. Merriam-Webster has edited the Federalist Papers into today's modern language for the convenience of studying and understanding our government as it was designed. Because of Mary's hard work, we now have the Federalist Papers in modern language available for you. For only $24.95, you can add this historic book to your home library or even purchase one for your local community library. Send $24.95 to Common Sense for the Federalist Papers in modern language. Make that to Common Sense, Post Office Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. It makes common sense. Just add this important book to your study. Send $24.95 to Post Office Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023 for the Federalist Papers in modern language.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0146 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0146. 1-800-963-0146. 1-800-963-0146.
The British firing made a first and slow, irregular popping sound, which expanded into a sharp crackle. Then suddenly there was a terrible ripping noise like a tearing of a sheet as the British soldiers fired their first volley. That cruel sound was followed by what Paul Revere described as a continual roar of musketry along the British line. Things are moving very quickly, but to the New England men who received this fire only a few yards away, events seemed to be happening in slow motion. Lexington militiaman Elijah Sanderson saw the regulars shoot at him, but he was amazed that nobody seemed to fall and thought that the redcoats were firing blanks. Then one British soldier turned and fired toward a man behind a wall. "I saw the wall smoke with the bullets hitting it," Sanderson recalled. "Then I knew they were firing balls. They were shooting cannonballs at those men." This was a very real time in our lives and the history of this country, and Appleseed tries to bring that to life as well as teaching Americans how to use a rifle. Bill, you're an instructor, you're a shoot boss, and let's hear a little bit of your take on this.
Well, what you just read is actually part of the Appleseed program that the British actually weren't very good shots. Granted, they were using smoothbore muskets, but the difference that was made at the second encounter at Concord was clearly defined with the number of casualties that the British took, and that's because the men of Concord and surrounding areas...
Hey Bill, Eel, I'm going to stop you. We're having a phone problem there. Fred, can you take over with what he was saying? I'm having trouble hearing it. It's very very echoey or something there going on.
Sure, no problem. This is part of Standard Appleseed to tell the story of April 19th, 1775. And we break that story up into what we call the three strikes of the match. Because surprisingly, despite the fact that tensions had been building over a period of months between the colonists and the Crown and the Redcoats, on April 19th, it took three tries before the Revolutionary War actually broke out. And what we call the first strike of the match was the one you were just talking about on Lexington Common early in the morning of April 19th. In fact, it was shortly after dawn. And the Redcoats were shooting pretty poorly. And that's why our highest casualty count was that morning, probably because the two groups are so close together. and probably because it was the Redcoats who were doing all the shooting and our guys who got only a few shots off. Once our guys were dispersed, and Captain Parker, well, let me backtrack just a second. When the British warmed up on the green, one of their officers rode forward and yelled at Captain Parker. He only had 77 men there, and there were roughly 300 men in that first British column, and there was another 400 or 500 men in a British column that was just a few minutes behind the first British column. But Parker was there with his 77 men. He knew it was outnumbered. One of the King's officers rode forward and said, "Disperse, ye rebels, disperse. Lay down your weapons and disperse." Parker just told his men to disperse. He didn't tell them to lay down their weapons. So most of them were in the process of dispersing when the Redcoats opened fire. And the British officers later claimed that their men were out of control, that they had not given them the order to fire. The men fired on their own. I got to tell you, I'm a little suspicious of that because it was a little bit too convenient for the officers to escape any possible reprimand simply by blaming their troops. But at any rate, it was apparently just a few minutes of firing, although it probably seemed longer if you were one of the Lexington militia. And when the firing died out, there were like eight of our guys in the in Parker's militia company were dead or dying, and there were another eight that were wounded, which actually is a pretty stiff casualty rate when you figure 77 out there. That's about that's got to be 20%, roughly 20%, maybe a little over 20%. At any rate, the British commander came up about that time, and he saw the Redcoats were starting to break into people's houses, so he had his drummer boy sound the muster to get the men back under control. And the men responded to the muster drum, got back in the formation. Colonel Smith, who was a British commander, allowed them to fire a victory volley, and then he marched them on down the road to Concord. Now, this is the first strike of the match. What that means is it's like if you have a big field of dry grass, and you strike a match and you throw it down and it burns a little, you know, handkerchief size spot, and then the fire dies out.
I think we are. Go ahead. We're going to finish this just real quick. We've only got a few seconds.
Okay. But if nothing else had happened that day, the Revolutionary War would not have broken out that day.
We're taking another break, and we will be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Lower back pain is the most common physical complaint of motor vehicle drivers and passengers. The various seat contours don't move the spine, they just push it, or recontour it. The first thing you do when you get out of the car is stretch. Or, after long periods of sitting, you stretch. Motion makes the difference. Well, the Back Cycler gives motion to your lower back and lumbar region. Its continuous motion system inflates and deflates an air bladder, moving the spine gently. Well, I've been among the 70% that suffer lower back pain, and I know the Back Cycler works, gently moving, massaging the lumbar area. To check this product out for yourself, go to www.comfort-ease.com or call them at 1-888-978-1011. Tell them Derry sent you or enter the promo code Derry, D-E-R-R-Y, and receive free shipping. For many years, Swiss America and I have been explaining why to go for gold. We said it was the buy of a generation at $500, $700, even $1,000 an ounce. And thankfully, many of you listeners took action. Today, with gold prices near $1,250 an ounce, I'm still saying to buy gold now. Governments from Athens to Atlanta are flooding the markets with trillions in bailout cash. This hurts paper currency and pushes gold prices higher. In fact, the financial experts I read about are calling for $2,200 gold. Don't wait another minute. Call Swiss America now at 800-289-2648. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Get the new report, Gold Futures Bright, outlining why gold prices could easily double in the next 5 years. So call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN.
Now's the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. What a patriotic thought. But preserving, defending, and protecting our Constitution and our American way of life is the right thing to do. Paragon Foundation has been doing this for many years, and we can count on those cowboys when they step up in our defense. Theodore Roosevelt once said, "Every man owes a part of his time and money to the business or industry in which he is engaged. No man has a moral right to withhold his support from an organization that is striving to improve conditions within his sphere." Paragon Foundation, defend and protect our Constitution and our property rights. Join them today. Call 877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443. Or visit their website at www.paragonfoundation.org. That's www.paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who feels as if he's going through life in the fast lane and can't find the off-ramp, Derry Brownfield.
And we are back. And yes, life in the fast lane in America has kind of gotten a little bit out of hand. But I have a quote here for Thomas Jefferson. Educate and inform the whole mass of the people. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty, and that's from Thomas Jefferson. And that's exactly what the Appleseed Project tries to do, is to inform and educate the mass of the American people and wake up that American within. Eel, we have you back with a better phone line. I'm sorry about that. We also have Mike from Illinois that has a question for you guys. Mike, how are you this morning?
All the great work you guys do out there, and to the guys with the Appleseed Project too.
Thank you.
You know, whether you want to own a gun or not, I've got a background in the gun business. Whether you want to own one or not has nothing to do with anything. It's like even people that don't have driver's licenses know the dangers that can be encountered when you're driving a car. So my comment is what is the absolute best defensive weapon that you can take with you and you have with you every day, whether you're in the shower naked or whether you're dressed or you're in church, and what is also the most sensible thing there, and that is the knowledge. You know, it's your brain. It can be the most dangerous weapon. You take it every place with you, and having that knowledge of learning about what a gun is and can be and does is good for everybody. I mean, with people always saying on television and the news how dangerous guns are, and they're trying to demonize, you know, a gun is a bad thing. It's no worse than an electric drill or a hammer or a screwdriver or a pair of pliers or a tennis shoe. A gun's an inanimate object, and there are inherent dangers with almost anything and everything in our daily lives. But I think what the quote-unquote agenda that's coming out from these things that are in positions perverting the way our government is today is they don't want people to know anything. They don't want us to have any knowledge. They're afraid of people with knowledge, because a person who is trained and skilled with something, whether it's a gun or a screwdriver or a machinist that can work a vertical or a horizontal milling machine, a person with some knowledge can be a danger to people that want to do the wrong thing. And most people that have knowledge are not dangerous people. I've met many people in my short lifetime here. I've met a lot of people who were really kind of anti-gun when you first met them, And after these people have become acquainted with shooting or with guns, a lot of them have turned into very, very avid believers in guns and shooting. And I think this Appleseed Project's a very, very good idea. But again, the knowledge, I think, is the most important thing, because that's what you can take with you. And the people that run our government don't want us to know anything except what they want us to know. They don't want us to think for ourselves. They don't want us to be individuals and to be stand-up people anymore.
Okay, Mike, thank you. Talk about the what you do as an instructor, as chief boss.
Well, at events, as Fred mentioned, we do teach marksmanship, and that's a large part of the weekend, is trying to turn this nation back into a group of riflemen. But probably the more important aspect of that is during the breaks, where we make sure that everybody stays hydrated and that kind of thing, we do a number of little bits of history. As Fred mentioned, you know, the strikes of the match. And also what goes into that is the things that led up to April 19th, 1775. And that's probably when you frame the history of that day with the events that led up to it, you get a true appreciation for what these people endured before they decided to take up arms and defend their liberty, liberty that they gave their lives for you and I. As Fred said, kind of like the Appleseed program, they were either going to be free or die. They were doing it for posterity, future generations. And they endured quite a bit, probably at least 10 years of oppressive taxes and sanctions and things like that that were imposed on them by the king. They knew the cost of war. They knew the hardships, not just the economic, but the personal hardships, because most of these people were veterans from the French and Indian War, and they were not interested. They took a lot before they decided enough was enough. And that's something that we really cannot forget, that what these people did wasn't for themselves. And that's where the Appleseed program has got its roots.
And, you know, that's, and Fred, you know, you're from the South, and I like the South. I've only visited there a couple of times. But I have a fifth-grade uncle that was the general, Brigadier General Thomas Sumter, and he wasn't going to fight until the British decided to make an example, and they burned his house down, and then they kind of upset the man, and he became one of their biggest nightmares. And what his family gave up and what he gave up, and many of our founding fathers, the ones that were fighting and shooting, and I mean, it wasn't just, you know, this was on our land, and it was a tyrannical king that was dictating things to these colonists, the Americans, and it's important to remember what they went through for the future generations, and that would be us. And I think it's so easy to forget. And Fred, I just really commend you for what you've done with the Appleseed Project.
Well, obviously it's not just me, because we're up to almost 1,000 instructors now, and it's the efforts of a lot of Americans who have seen the value of this program. You're exactly right that most people nowadays don't ever think about the price that was paid for our liberty. You know, John Adams missed all the events of April 19th, but he heard about them on April 20th, and he saddled his horse because he was a careful man. He wanted to ascertain the facts for himself. So he rode down what later became known as Battle Road, that is the road from Boston to Concord. And, you know, he saw it all. He saw the fleeing refugees, because people were packing all their household goods in wagons, and because they were afraid the British were going to come back and burn everybody's house. He saw the militia units trying to fight their way through the refugees to get to Boston. He saw the dead bodies being removed for burial. He heard the cries of the wounded, and he smelled the smell from burned houses. And up until this time, John Adams was a warrior. You know, he was a man who believed in negotiations and working things out, and he was more or less foreseeing if there was some kind of compromise that could be worked out with the British, with the crown, I should say. And but after he rode down, after he took that trip down Battle Road on April 20th, he never looked back. From then on, it was independence a lot of people paid a price that day that we wouldn't want to pay today. There was a guy who was hit in the ankle with one of those musket balls, British musket balls, and those big lead balls were slow moving, and when they hit bone, they splintered. And the metal, you know, the doctors of the day couldn't do anything with splintered bones, so they amputated his foot. And gangrene set in, so they amputated below the knee. They were trying to save the guy's leg as much as possible because there's no insurance back then, and he would have to go through life, you know, earning his keep as best he could. And the more of that leg they saved, the better he'd be able to get around. Well, when they amputated below the knee, gangrene set in, so this time they amputated above the knee. Gangrene set in, so they amputated the hip. And gangrene set in, and he died. And I'll often ask people, I'll tell people this story at an apple feed, and I'll say, you know, just what price did this man pay for your liberty? And is this a price any of us would want to pay? And then I'll ask them a question that I think everyone should ask themselves. Is it asking too much to remember the price that he paid? Or should we just forget him?
We just take it for granted, don't we, these days?
Yep.
And, you know, we're not even going to the polls to vote. I mean, we just take everything for granted. We have a say here, and we do have an obligation. I feel there is an obligation, and I'm speaking here as a woman that doesn't even have a rifle right now, but I'll get one of these days. But I am going to learn to shoot. Eel's going to make sure I do. Aren't you, Eel?
Yes, we are.
And I do want to talk. We're going to go into a break here in another minute or so. And I wanted to say, too, to go to www.appleseedinfo.org and check out the rifle shoots that are coming up. Like I said, there's 19 this weekend, and I think you can still register, but I don't know that for sure. And then there's 15 of them in the next weekend, the 24th and the 25th. And when we come back from a break here in just a little bit, I want to talk to Eel. We have a special shoot in September that I want to talk about that. And then we'll talk about the Osage shoot a little bit, too, which is here in Missouri. You are listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are always welcome.
Derry Brownfield Show. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You listen to Derry every day, you gasp at the news, and you laugh at his silly limericks. You can share this news with your friends or just keep it for future reference by investing $24.95 for Derry's monthly newsletter, The Common Sense Chronicle. The Common Sense Chronicle sums up Derry's daily news, plus news the clock just doesn't allow time for Derry to share. Each month features Ignorance Gone to Seed, and from Derry's feminine side, thoughts from Beth's desk, and that's me. It's critical that you know all the news, much of which is not told by the old faithful, CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, or even Fox News. Mainstream media has their own agenda. Derry simply tells it like it is, without bothering to be politically correct. Although inflation has struck hard, the Common Sense Chronicle has remained only $24.95. Just send your check or money order to Common Sense, Post Office Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's $24.95 to Common Sense, Post Office Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
SwissAmerica.com reports Tuesday gold prices shot over $1,200 an ounce as a weaker dollar boosted stocks and commodities. Gold last traded up $15.50 to $1,212.60. Silver rose 34 cents to $18.25. Recent lower gold prices rekindled demand from physical buyers, and Portugal debt downgrade brought back fears of European demise. I think we could be at the beginning of the next leg up, said Matt Zeman, trader at LaSalle Futures, to MarketWatch. More at SwissAmerica.com.
Recession, inflation, market volatility. What do you do to protect your money? No, not cash in the mattress. I'm talking about gold, the only asset that's not someone else's liability. Call Swiss America for a free education on gold investing. Learn how gold offers you safety, liquidity, and excellent profit potential, while gold is still a great value. Call now for your free copy of Gold 101.
Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN.
And we are back, and I wanted to talk a little bit about, Eel, I wanted you to explain or promote the September 11th shoot that's coming up, and that is in Waterman, Illinois?
Right, Waterman, Illinois. It's located about 50 miles due west from Chicago. This concept actually arose out of the first Appleseed that I went to. I had to drive 6 hours to Evansville, Indiana. At that time, that was the closest Appleseed event in the entire Midwest. And I'd read about it in Shotgun News, and I decided that if there was ever an Appleseed in the Midwest, I didn't care how far it was, I was going to go to it. And turns out that was a rather large shoot, roughly 155 shooters. And to date, that's the biggest event we've had. And with the Roar Sportsman's Club moving out to Waterman, they have a very, very fine facility. And they have a 600-yard range, which we will be able to utilize. And we figure we can probably put at least 300 shooters in, basically, to call, for lack of a better term, a skirmish line, one continuous line, 300 shooters. We figure it'll stretch probably about 400 yards. And clearly that'll be the biggest event we've had. And there's a lot of people in the program today that all they can do is hear about the big Evansville because it either they weren't able to make it there or they weren't in the program. And this is an opportunity for people interested in the program to come to a shoot that, you know, I hope somebody can top it. I really do. It'll take a lot of effort, but our goal is to put 300 shooters on one line. It'll run like a normal Appleseed. It is September 11th and 12th, and, of course, that has additional special meaning, not just from the Revolutionary War standpoint, but from the American standpoint. That date, a special date for all Americans, at least we hope, which, you know, there's a lot of things that are very similar. Lest We Forget is used in conjunction with 9/11. It's also used when we talk about the men from 1775. A lot of people did a lot of special things on both of those days. And I think it would be a nice merging of Revolutionary War times and today's times. And that's why we chose September 11th to do this shoot.
And how many instructors is that going to take for you?
Oh, gosh. We're hoping to have like 60 instructors there. It's going to be a great number of people. We're going to try to do it, like I said, a normal Appleseed. So I don't want people thinking, wow, with that many people there, I won't get any attention or any instruction or anything like that. We try to maintain a reasonable shooter to instructor ratio. And if we can round up 60 instructors, which I'm thinking we're going to be turning some of them away.
Okay.
This will be an event that a lot of people are going to want to be at, to be able to say years down the road, they were at the 300 shoe.
And we're going into another break, and I want to talk to Fred and both you and Fred and Eel. When we come back, you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Paris Equipment at Paris, Missouri has a special on professional-grade Mahindra tractors. George Bright is offering a special deal on two models of Mahindra tractors, the 2816 Mahindra four-wheel compact utility tractor with a front-end loader and a 5-foot Mahindra bush cutter and also a 5-foot rear-mounted blade. Comes with a special package. Then with a 10% down payment and locked-in interest for 72 months at 4.99%, this offer will be difficult to beat, and all with a 5-year warranty. George will also make you the same deal on a 4025 two-wheel drive Mahindra tractor. Push more, pull more, lift more with Mahindra tractors. So give Paris Equipment a call toll-free at 1-877-727-4700. That's 1-877-727-4700, or go online at parisequip.com.
Sheriff Richard Mack has authored a new book, County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. Our founding fathers warned us we would lose more freedoms from gradual encroachments than by sudden usurpations from any foreign enemy. Thomas Jefferson explained, "When all government shall be drawn to Washington as the center of all power, it will render powerless the checks provided and will become as venal and oppressive as the government from which we separated. The handwriting is on the wall. Our only hope lies with our locals, our own county sheriffs. You owe it to yourself, your sheriff, and your community to purchase this book. With Sheriff Mack's help, we've made this available to you for only $12. Order now. Send $12 to Common Sense, Post Office Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. $12 is a small investment to help your community. Ask for County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. Send $12 to Common Sense, Post Office Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Do it for your county now. And we are in the home stretch. I have, you know, I always seem to, I want to apologize for all our breaks, but they are necessary, and I'm going to make a quote here from Theodore Roosevelt. Every man owes a part of his time and money to the business or industry in which he is engaged. No man has a moral right to withhold his support from an organization that is striving to improve conditions within his sphere. And, you know, we can always use the help, and I'm thinking, too, of the Appleseed Project. It is a volunteer organization. And they are doing what they can and to educate America and bring us back to riflemen and bring us back to the remembrance of our of where we came from in our Revolutionary War history. Fred and Eel, let's talk about this. You're going to have the 300-man shoot, and all they need to do is to get online www.appleseedinfo.org. Is there a phone number that they should call or just do this online? Either one of you.
Okay, well, online is obviously the fastest and the easiest. We are working right now on trying to establish some phone numbers for some people that perhaps don't have access to the Internet or have some reservations about the Internet. But right now, that's probably the fastest way for them to get signed up for the 300 shoot.
And if somebody would send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I'd make sure that you got the information in the mail.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I will do that, too.
They can mail in registrations. There's Fred, you can correct me, but there is an address in Shotgun News they can mail in registrations. Is that correct?
The P.O. Box 756 in Ramsur, North Carolina, 27316. Ramsur is spelled R-A-M-S-E-U-R. And actually, if anybody wants to call, we're working on getting a phone number set up for Illinois, but if anybody wants to call, you can use my number, which is nights and some weekends. It's 336-879-2143.
Okay. And I wanted to say something about the Osage shoot that's coming up in October. And that is October 23rd and 24th, and that'll be 1 year since I shot. I'm sorry to say that, guys. I'm going to go practice, I promise. And that is, as well as a shoot that weekend, there is a boot camp that week to train instructors. Is that what that's for, or is that for anybody?
That's for anybody.
That's for anybody?
Sure. There will be quite a few instructors down there. As a matter of fact, that's where a lot of the Midwest instructors got their roots, were at the Osage Beach boot camp. And last year, I believe, we had probably like 25 or so instructors return back to Osage, meet up with people they know, and run new people through the boot camp for the week. And then they hone their skills that they've learned both marksmanship and heritage-wise. And then the apple seed that follows, what you're talking about, October 23rd and 4th, that's where they actually get to try out some of those skills, and it puts them on the road to becoming an instructor, if that's the road they want to take. But they can come to the boot camp even if they don't want to be an instructor.
Okay. And on the 23rd and 24th, I'm inviting some women to join me, and we're going to try and get some rooms down there in Osage. And so give me a call here at the office, 573-796-2036. I believe Kay's going to go with me, and maybe Sherry here in the office. We're probably going to invade you with some pink going on there, guys. So it'll be fun.
That would be outstanding. And as I'm sure you're aware of, and probably a number of your listeners, women always shoot free at every appleseed, as do children under 21, and also the active military. We're very pro keeping our people alive.
And guys, it's been a pleasure. We are just about out of time, and it's time for us to say goodbye. May the good Lord bless and keep you while the deer are far away. May the wish you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again. Happy trails, fellas. We'll see you.
Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and where to get?